Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
Hello, guys, and welcome to episode 148 of Tech Webcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the Apple portion of what is going on in Apple news today. So, let's check it out. So, what we have heard, line has been released. There's news also of the Apple TV supporting 1080p content, as well as iTunes supporting 1080p content in September, as well as a new MacBook Airs, as well as a possible iPhone 5 this September. News of the Beta 4 iOS 5 Delta updates and functions and fixes I'll talk about also, as well as the fake fake Apple stores that were in China have also been shut down. And we'll talk a little bit about the iCloud as well as its abilities. So, Lion is out. As far as I can tell, about a million people have downloaded from the first night since then, and it has escalated since then. Major features are pretty much Mission Control, Launchpad, and various other features that it gives us. Personally, I have the Line obviously on all my Macs at the moment. It was on release here in Australia at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that was pretty sweet. I downloaded it. It took me ages to actually get it downloaded because of the queue and various other things. But the number one concern that everyone has with Lion is, of course, Launchpad. Launchpad apparently is the most number one and most useless item that Lion has to offer. How good is that? So anyway, with regards to that, Launchpad is, I believe, to be a replacement for the macOS dock. It is not just a useless feature, it is maybe a replacement for the dock. This would actually function quite well because you remove the dock and replace it with a Launchpad. I reckon it would actually be awesome to have this as the primary place to get all your icons, folders, and everything else. We can do away with stacks, the dock, and have it all from Launchpad, which will be brilliant. In other news, though, I would have to bring our attention over to a possible new Apple TV. Now, there's been speculation in the news on various sources that there may actually be a new Apple TV, physical Apple TV, I doubt it, but a new Apple TV nonetheless with 1080p support. Now, there is a lot of good sources on the interwebs that actually do demonstrate the fact that there is going to be make way for 1080p support on the iPad as well as the iPhone. 1080p content will apparently be available in September from the iTunes Store. They'll be in the form of iTunes HD Plus, of which you can download, for an additional fee, the 1080p versions of your HD content. So at the moment, everything in iTunes is now set to, 720p. So now when Apple does go and make the change to 1080p, we'll have 1080p content from the iTunes Store. Now, it may be a very huge hindrance on your actual download limit here in Australia, but nonetheless, this is the way Apple wants to go. They don't want to take on the licensing of Blu-ray, So we're going to have to stick with it, kids, from the iTunes Store. That's where we're going to be getting our 1080p content, which is good for some of us that have US accounts, because clearly we can only buy HD content from a US account, from the US Store. That's unfortunate, but we can still, from other accounts, say for instance an Australian account, can still rent HD content, which is not a bad thing at as much, when most of us actually don't want to own the actual content, we want to rent it. So that's coming September. 1080p content iTunes will be great. Right, the new MacBook Airs, I'll mention that a little bit about it. So the new MacBook Airs have come out. It has everything from Thunderbolt to i7 processors, quad-core processors, well, not quad-core, dual-core with hyper-threading, your 4 gigs of RAM, and various other new features like a backlit keyboard, which pissed me off completely because I had the original 2010 and I wanted that backlit keyboard. The only problem is now that I see with the MacBook Air is the fact that it has an Intel 3000 HD. Which I do think is terrible, because I would have liked it to have this, to at least have the NVIDIA 320M still there, because it would have been a better choice for games. Dedicated graphics is always better than an integrated option. Now, even though you see on some forums that the Intel 3000 HD graphics card can outperform a NVIDIA 320M, that would be because it is, without any shadow of a doubt, got more video RAM memory. That's the only problem that I can see with the new MacBook Airs. Other than that, I think it's working really well as a system, but I'd still say they need to improve this a lot. Now, that's pretty much all I want to say about the MacBook Airs to begin with at this point, but we'll move on later in the show to see how they go and all that sort of stuff. Okay, the news about the fake Apple stores in China. Now, this is by far the funniest thing ever. They finally shut them down. Apple's finally shut them down somehow. But apparently the employees of that particular so-called Apple stores, as they were called in China, they actually thought they were working for Apple, but in actual fact they weren't. So that was a big surprise for everyone else. So they're actually shut down to begin with, which I think is pretty funny to begin with. Lastly, we'll cover a little bit on iCloud. So iCloud is now up as a website. The beta is now available for developers to actually go in and use the features. A lot of the features don't actually work properly because they are available on Mobile Me. That would be the Find My Mac function. That is only available from, obviously, Mobile Me. So, incorporating iWork syncing is now available. That's been a beta forever. It is now available on the iCloud beta, so you can play around with that and sync all your iWork documents. So it's very much like Gmail's document service, except we have it through iWorks. Right. Music syncing is still only available to US customers and nothing else. So we can't sync our music yet and re-download it from iTunes as such. Unfortunately, it's still only available with US. Now that's all I want to say today about Apple in the news today. So this is all the latest highlights that we can actually find. More to the fact that there will be some more Apple news in the future, so stay tuned and I'll hand you back and I'll see you next time. Cheers.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.